Picture this, Steve Witkoff, one of America's top diplomatic envoys, reportedly getting cold feet about flying into an active war zone while 548 Ukrainian drones were hammering the Moscow region overnight. That's the image that frames everything we're covering today, a world in motion, and the people trying to manage it visibly unsure of their footing. I'm Marcus Rodriguez, welcome to your Friday, September 4th briefing.
And I'm Sarah Chen. What a week to close out. We have Ukraine peace diplomacy teetering, Norway seizing a Russian cruise ship to enforce a $4.22 billion arbitration award, and Putin simultaneously hinting at peace while Lavrov demands NATO disband. The contradictions are breathtaking. We're going to untangle all of it.
On the domestic politics front, we have a Missouri GOP candidate charged with plotting to plant cocaine on his rival. A rival he beat by 33 votes, by the way, and the midterm picture is getting weirder by the day. Tucker Carlson just broke with Trump to praise a Michigan Democrat, Speaker Johnson canceled the final House votes of September, and red state Democrats are telling Kamala Harris to stay far away from their campaigns.
In the technology and AI space, there is so much happening. Zuckerberg was on a secret call urging Trump to block a national AI regulator. Anthropic says Chinese labs are literally using the dark web to steal AI technology. ChatGPT, Claude, and Grok all went down simultaneously, which tells you something about how concentrated this infrastructure has become. And Claude, specifically, can now control your Mac in the background, which raises some genuinely interesting questions about what we actually want AI agents to do.
On the business and market side, NVIDIA just announced it will invest $1 trillion in U.S. AI infrastructure this year, a number that deserves serious scrutiny given that the White House itself is trafficking in investment figures that CNN says have no factual basis. Goldman Sachs is warning that falling AI token prices risk a compute oversupply. And JP Morgan has flagged $103 billion in yen short positions that could unwind below 155. A potential financial tremor worth watching.
We'll also get into the power grid crisis that nobody is talking about loudly enough. AI data centers now consuming 40% of US power equipment supply, with transformer deficits hitting 15%. And we have remarkable science to cover. Scientists have mapped every single neuron in a male fruit fly's brain for the first time, 166,000 neurons. And two new experiments just confirmed that Einstein's gravity principle holds at the quantum scale. Plus, Ray Kurzweil has joined a startup that delivers brain-computer interface nanoparticles through your nose. That's not science fiction anymore.
We'll close with our What If We're Wrong? Discussion around what might be the episode's most confident claim and a time capsule moment that, frankly, we owe you. It's a dense Friday. Let's get into it.